Got it. Rex, Alex speaking.
Hi, Alex. My name is Matthew. How are you?
Good, Matthew.
I'm just calling in regards to, I'm in the process of possibly selling my car at the moment, and I wanted to know what the process is and what it might cost to revert everything back to stock.
Well, I need a little bit more detail than that, Matthew, sorry.
Yes, that's all right. So do you need to know, like, what mods are on there at the moment?
Mate, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got full exhaust system, so from downpipe onwards.
What car is it?
13WRX. I had it tuned there as well.
Uh-huh.
So it's got NVIDIA downpipe, Q300 exhaust, Mishimoto cold air, GFB blow-off valve, and that is all in terms of the engine side of things. And then obviously it was tuned as well, so yeah.
Okay, so we've got a full turbo back, an air intake, a blow-off valve that needs to come off.
Yeah.
And then we need to revert the factory tune back into the car.
Yeah.
Do you have all the factory parts?
I have the downpipe and the exhaust. I can't remember if you guys gave me back the cold air intake, and I don't think you guys also gave me back the...
So we normally offer it to you, and we say to you within the week, otherwise it goes in the bin.
Yeah, no, I believe when I had it done, I had said, can you please give me all the stock parts, but then when I had taken it home, I might not have checked it properly, but yeah, everything should be at home, but if not, then I might have to get those things... might have to purchase those as well. So,
okay. So normally speaking, swapping exhaust and intake, a blow-off valve, you're looking somewhere in the vicinity. It's about 4.5 hours. So in labour, it's about $700.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the flashback, the standard, which is normally $150.
Yep.
So it's about 900-ish in total?
Yep. Okay. All right, no worries. That's just something for me to think about. That's all good.
All right, easy.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.